have had access to them. Last Friday, we understood that there was an operation in the Johannesburg downtown area where large numbers of people had been arrested at the Central Methodist Church, as well as other buildings in the area. When we tried to intervene and consult with the people who were there, including specific names, we were denied access to the police station. That evening, we had to get an urgent court order to allow us access, but they still ignored that court order during the entire weekend. So on Tuesday morning, we had to approach the court again and ask for an urgent order to delay the deportation for 2 weeks, to give us a list of everyone who'd been detained in that operation, and to allow us to consult with them. We did receive the list on Wednesday, and now we've started consultations yesterday, and those consultations are ongoing. They have revealed certain rights violations that happened during the operation, including soldiers and police officers kicking down doors of private dwellings, people being arrested and not being allowed to access their documents to prove their status in the country, and people who had been detained for a very long time, despite the fact that they're lawfully in South Africa.
Does this mean those who are illegally in South Africa do not have a legal leg to stand on?
The Immigration Act does allow for people who do not have any documentation to be deported from South Africa and then not to return for a period of up to 5 years.
So what happens after 2 weeks?
We're not looking to ensure that no one is deported, but we don't want people who have asylum claims or who have previously applied for asylum to be deported. So the part of the point of the consultations is to consult with people to determine whether they are in fact asylum seekers or refugees.